for being here. Yes, I'm Angeles. It's my first time here presenting at my first IT talk. I hope this is gonna be well. If I'm not, I'm improvising. Yes, I hope you don't get bored, that I at least understand the 50% that I'm gonna share today. So this is this is gonna be like observability beginner friendly, okay? Because mastering is okay, it's like a grand mode, but we're gonna try. About me. So I'm 33 years old. I'm a software engineer. I'm like activist in teamwork, UX design, communication, innovation. Even if I'm purple, I'm not like super feminist or something like that, but it's my favorite color. So I'm in IT since 2013, and I keep going. I love to search for solutions, and yeah, so more in the technical way. So over the past years, I do front-end development, I do UX and UI research, and now monitoring and observability. I'm like in a path of my career that I want like to become more like a solution engineer, searching for solutions for problems. So what will we be covering in today's sesh? It's observability versus monitoring, because I think this is important to know what is observability. Because it's not just monitoring. Monitoring is part of observability. How to install Cygnus using their easy installation script to do the self-hosted. A brief overview of OpenTelemetry and why cloud instrumentation is essential for observability. The demo, we're gonna go deep dive into Cygnus tool. And then we are gonna have the opportunity to explore Cygnus Cloud together, and then some QA. So thank you, Dali, for the photo. Imagine observability like cooking a meal. Okay, I love cooking so much. Imagine you're baking a cake, okay? This is monitoring. It's like, okay, you know when the time's up, you know when it's ready, but you don't know if the cake is burned, okay? So if we go more deep in observability, it's like knowing in every step of what you're cooking. If it's too salty or it's lack of sugar, I don't know. All this kind of stuff. To summarize, you can follow the recipe. No, this is your code, but you don't know what exactly is happening into an application. So without these ingredients, you will not have an observability method. So this is what you know when. So for me, actually, these are the three main ingredients. So logs, metrics, and traces. Okay. Logs are, okay, we are recording the events. Metrics are for the latency, and okay, how much requests my application have. There's a problem. And the traces are like the journey of your application. Imagine you click in some point, what is happening, the whole thing. But what is the jobs to be done of observability So it's instrumentation. So it's the fact of putting probes in your code to know what is happening. The monitoring is asking the same question. So, okay, the questions that are you instrument monitoring, but this is a thing that I'm not like learning you today, but in fact, these are the three main things to say, okay, we have observability. We know debugging, to explore, yes, complex questions and go asking questions over the fly. And so, yes, more deep dive, it's like, yes, you determine what needs to be observed. So your key metrics, logs, traces, define the KPIs and SLOs. So understand the dependencies and critical parts. So I gather, so collect. It's okay, what are we going to collect? But we need OpenTelemetry, Prometheus. In the previous talks, they talk a lot about instrumentation. So this is actually really important part, collect and instrument. So do act, analyze that there, when can we make dashboards that are efficient for us to know what is happening in our application, or even put in alerts to be notified that something is going wrong in our systems. So now, so yes, I wanted just to make it clear to sensitive view how when we can say that we have observability, because it's not just monitoring and having logs, it's more than that. So for Cygnos, okay, Cygnos is an open source tool. I think it's over 3 years now. So it's super easy to install. Why I want to present Cygnos is because I'm not telling Cygnos is better than Grafana, Datadog, or something like that. I wanted to share Cygnos because it helped me as just a front-end person, helped me a lot to understand about observability and infrastructures and all this. So actually, what do we need to install Cygnos in a machine on a VM? Also, they have in Kubernetes like Helm charts, but I'm going to focus in the self-hosted method. So we need to have Linux and Mac OS. It's normal. So Docker, minimum 4 GB of memory allocated to Docker. And we need the open port to 3301 for the front end, 4317 for the gRCP request, and 4318 is will to the HTTP request. Okay, you can make it. This is all in the documentation, but I'm just summarizing. So you can use the install script or Docker Compose. So actually, I want to show you, actually, if I can,